Holy Father, Holy Father, I'm screaming, my Lady Gaga.
Yes, you wanna look, yes, yes, you wanna look.
Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa.
Mio, 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 lo canto. Masiraji lo moto. Ako ade le ago. Abo mo kan wata ne bo. Cause I pull up in the
car. I just want to be high. Be high. Be high.
I'm in love with plenty women. I know my money, all of them. You know my daddy, shape or color. I go make sure, say I must call it.
I'm going to buffet. No man gets up on my love. Body on check, check, check. I thought I don't know my eat the bed, bed, damn man.
Malaku Ivan! Malaku come!
Shebe make a Samoa. Say my tukina go join God. You want to bamba? You want to cheat with the big boys?
It is not a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Guess what? We're here back again on Radio Fab, and it's my house. And definitely, if you've been listening to this show, it's not a new thing for me to introduce myself and introduce the show. But trust me, this is what we do here every Wednesday. Come here to give you the best of Afrobeat music in general, like the gist from the A to the Z to the Z to the A, whatever. We just go around and play around, and at the end of the day, we listen to cool music and hear the best of Africa entertainment. I go by the name actually Sherbrook, but you can just call me DC, and I'm your host for today. And is one of the great episodes I've been waiting to do for a couple of weeks now. Yes, I can say that for a couple of weeks now, and finally here we are. And guess what? If I'm gonna be, you know, try my possible best, I'm gonna be speaking lead to you while listening to more songs, because today we have a lot of songs on our list. And today, without me forgetting, we are listening to all of the songs from the album Just Turned 21 by Arista. That's the name of the album. That's what she titled it. And the most funny part was, as I said weeks before, I said it's like she's gonna be titling her albums to her age, because her first album was Arista was 19 and Dangerous. That was when she was 19. And this time she's titling an album the year I turned 21. Trust me, for a very long time, I guess I haven't seen an album so packed with superstars. It's been long, yes. I'm not talking about like international or local stars, but I'm just saying generally, like what I rate as stars are people who are really talented and just really want to do music. Sometimes you might not know them, sometimes you might, but at the end of the day, they are superstars on their own level and league. So without talking too much, I guess we should jump into the music and start dancing and listening at this very beginning. Yes, because I know that she also has done a couple of singles before, which is in the album, so don't get it twisted when you hear some of the songs like Coma and what's it called again, the other love song that she did, a lot of beautiful songs that she has dropped as singles. They are in the album also, so don't get it twisted. But then guess what? We're just going to be jumping into the music, and without talking too much, I'm going to be giving you the very first song from the album, The Year I Turned 21, and it's titled Birds Sings of Money. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the very first song of the album. I go by the name Dachel Sherbrooke, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House. You're listening to My House on Radio Fab.
London.
You can't be too worried about what's me. I learned to be gangsta, prayed from these dark times. I release my mind, I need to re-up. I dare bitch to say some, fuck up off my face, son. Through a window, I will lump some. I heard a bird sing, comes outside. Run from an omnity, peace in my mind. Walk for my energy, popping outside. No, bitch, can you wrap it up when you talk to me now, bitch? I don't watch my tone, cause I like how I sound, bitch. You a off my phone, now I need some new energy. My mama told me giving up was giving up, so I made another way. I told my bitches hold me down, cause these niggas are a plan.
To my house on Radio Fab.
That was Money, Best Sings of Money, Best Sings of Money, the very first track from the album The Year I Turned 21 by Arista. And today, as I say, we're not going to be talking too much because we have a lot of songs to really, really listen to, trust me. So we don't want to just spend all the day talking and not talking. At the end of the day, we can't be like, say, we just skip songs. No, we don't want to do it like that. You understand? As short as it is, we're going to be keeping it as a 1 hour podcast as much as we can, a 1 hour show. But guess what? We're still trying our best to make sure we talk less and just listen to more music. And if you don't know yet, but trust me, I have said her name before. She's a Yoruba girl that goes by the name Oyeseke Sola Sarah Adelebadige. Ah, mama mia, I have to re-say this again. She goes by the name Oyekasola Sarah Adelebadi. I don't know if I'm saying it right in Yoruba, but please forgive me if I miss any of these words. And she was born on the 14th of June 2002. And ladies and gentlemen, she's about to turn 21. So that is why I said she's styling all her albums according to her age. So imagine she's 25, what she's going to title it like? 25, my year of, what will I say? Definitely she's, she's going to be creative at that time. So let me leave her and start to do her thing. So without talking too much, she's definitely signed to Maven Records, as we all know. And she has been in the music industry since 2018. I guess from her EP, what's the name of that EP? Away, that was the name of that EP, containing of 5 tracks. And one of the best songs was Away. And that's when she really stumped until she started dropping singles upon singles. And one of her best songs that really stumped the internet was Rush. Yes, Rush really did What You Gotta Do. And ladies and gentlemen, without me forgetting, as I said earlier on, she's originated from Kwara. She was, from Kwara. She is from Kwara State, Nigeria. But she was born in Cotonou, Benin. Yes, she was born in Benin, Cotonou. Not Benin, Benin Republic, the country. And she was born in their capital city, Cotonou. I guess Cotonou is the capital city of Benin, I don't know. But all the same, she was born in Cotonou and Benin. So we're not talking too much right now. We're going to be jumping now to the number 2 song, which she titled Goodbye Warm Up. And featuring Asake. Voila, this album tight. So without talking too much, ladies and gentlemen, I give to you Goodbye Warm Up by Asake and Arista from the album The Year I Just Turned 21.
You're listening to my house on Radio Fab.
Yeah, I do not accept your apology. Just let me be, just let me free. Give me a little space, step back, let me breathe. Yeah, you the cold shoulder, I really hope you free. Until you burn, almost had me in Burberry. Turn you to a brother, ain't tryna get married. Wanna trap me, cause the money unheard. Bring you to a god that I'm not soon buried. This shit piss me off, you're too suspicious. Too ridiculous, love ambiguous. Now
now we broken up. And I can fix you up way past giving up. Your face twisted up. Your cord I can't pick up. Said I broke your heart. Said I damaged ya. Tryna make me the bad guy.
And I miss my warm touch.
Oh baby, please. You know, say me, I don't like bad energy. Oh baby, please. You're so picky, and I noticed it. And I saw more bum one. I keep me, my love trigger me. I know they like to perform gangsta, but the girls where I love, but don't bother me. The jalo they don't need the way, bad belly throw way, carry your load, do go safe way. One pretty girl, too many problems. I need many girls, make money, solve them. Free petty girl, I'm 10 over 10, I no care, I don't want them. Yeah. In me take back elements, but in me check a love flex. Yeah.
By the name Dachel Chevrolet, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
Okay, that was Goodbye Warm Up by Asake, being featured by Arista in an album which she just released on the 31st, that was last week Friday, of May. And she titled the album The Year I Turned 21. Yes. And as I said before, or as I said earlier, she came into the limelight when she released hit songs from her extended play, her EP, which was titled Away. And it spent 2 weeks at number 4 at Nigeria's Turntable Top 50 chart. And guess what? The song also peaked number 17 on the Billboard Top Truly Global chart and paving the way for the release of a full-length album 19 and Dangerous in the year 2021. So I guess Arista has been this star, like, who has been on board like day after day, time after time, since she came into limelight. I'm not trying to overrate her, but I'm just saying there's one thing I love about her. She knows her stuff. She knows how to put her music out, and she knows I guess she knows the game even before she came in. Even at an interview when she was when she said in an interview, and she said she always wanted to be those young pop stars, like, you know, those, you know, the likes of if you can remember people like JoJo, Coco Jones, you know, those teenage pop stars at that very time. Like, yes, and she wanted that, not until her mom said she has to finish school before she could do music, and she really listened, and after that her career picked up. And I don't know how, I guess I have not seen a video yet, if there is any, of how Don Jazzy or herself described how they met each other, but trust me, it has been a great connection for both Maybe and Arista herself. Like, she has been a star in the making without being told, seriously speaking. And this album, I can say, really speak for itself when I say Arista has done it again. So without talking too much again, I have my number 3 song from the album, The Year I Turned 21. And this one is Coma. I guess a lot of us has already heard this one, so it's more like a bonus track. Any track you've already heard from the album is more like a bonus track. So without talking too much right now, I give you Coma from the album, which is the number 3 track from the album, The Year I Turned 21 by Arista.
Which kind of life where I never see? I carry God, so I fear nothing. Steady increase in the commas. Comma. Original, no be parody. Enough is clear for your memory.
whether na winter or summer. I did, Papa don't starve and I'm living life. See my fire burning bright within the inside me. Small leeway, they mighty. They never know I color. Do the move fine, check and balance. Everything inside my mind daily. Trust me, you can't fool me. Energy don't got logo. More friendly and conscious. I'm allergic to circles, so I'm not ready for confusion. They're telling me make I show love. Stability on gonna. Everything a connection. I'm not ready for confusion. Things happen inside life. Try to make I live my life. Dreams come true if not fight. Fight the fight, make you no go tired. Fire they go. Fire they go. You need to put your body and soul. Give your worries alone. No, I don't stop and I'm living life. See my fire burning bright within the inside me. Small leeway, they mighty. They never know I color. Do the move fine, check and balance. Everything inside my mind daily. Trust me, you can't fool me. Energy don't got logo. More friendly and conscious. I'm allergic to circles, so I'm not ready for confusion. They're telling me make I show love. Stability on gonna. Everything a connection. I'm not ready for confusion.
Now which kind of life will you never see?
You're listening to my house on Radio Fab.
London.
Steady increase in the commas. Comma, comma, comma.
Okay, that was Comma by Aristar from the album, as I always say, the year I turned 21. And talking about the producer itself, I wanted to also make a big shout out to him. I don't know how many songs he literally produced in this album, but all I know is he has been one of the greatest producers of this generation. From Afrobeat, I don't know who is going to take that away from him, but he's one of the greatest. Like, if I'm taking my top five, London has to be there, literally. He really changed the sound. He added a lot of, you know, tunes to it, from his keys of his guitars, his melody alone. There are no words for me to describe London. So for me, London is one of the best that has come to do it and is still doing it. He produced the first track, if you can listen to it properly, and he did the second, the third track right now. I don't know how many, but let's count how many times you can hear London. Then after that, we can give him credit, because I know officially he's gonna be the CEO or the backbone behind this great album. I know this is gonna be one of the greatest projects that Ara has ever done, because I can see the collaboration alone. So that alone is a great one. So talking about pop stars that I said earlier, this next song is titled Woman Commando, and it's featuring one of my generation's pop star. Like, I don't know if anybody was born in the, you know, in the early 90s. Trust me, in 1990s, you're gonna be in love. You should definitely love this girl. She goes by the name Coco Jones, and I don't know how to say it, but I know at one time, especially the movie Let It Shine, she really made a star out of the movie, going alongside with Williams. I've forgotten his surname. That guy also, yeah, everybody hates Chris. Most of us know him by that name. So, what an amazing movie. It was that movie I started listening to her song. For me, she was just one of a star at that very time. So, it was then I really fell in love with Coco Jones. And she's also featuring Anita. I guess this is the first time I'm hearing that name as a person. I don't know. I've not seen her before. I don't know if she's a star in her home world. Because there's one thing we miss when it comes to these things. As I said earlier, a couple of weeks ago on this podcast, and I said why Burna Boy titled his album African Giant. You know, there was this part of the world whereby you can be a superstar. You will be one of the greatest people who has ever done whatever you're doing. But trust me, when you leave there, you go to a place where people don't really fuck with such a sound. You become like an upcoming artist and things like that. So I don't know if she's also one of those. Anita, I don't know if you know her. You can also let us know in the comment section, whatever. But trust me, I just want to say, but for Coco Jones, come on. As a 2010, 2011, 2008, Trust me, she was a star in the making. And this time, our star has to bring up in an album. And ladies and gentlemen, I give to you Women Commando by our star Anita and the one and only Coco Jones.
You're listening to My House on Radio 5.
Magic fit to testify. Hennessy when we getting high. At the scene 339, tell the Mercedes to park inside. Girls plenty for my table side. No that says they come from house. Nobody gon' be left behind. As a lioness at the movie squad. That they flexing my people look. Them bloody no be supposed. Everybody won't follow go.
By the name Dachula Sherbrooke, and you're listening to My House.
Okay, that was Woman Commando by Arista, featuring Anita and Coco Jones. As I said before, Coco Jones is an actress and also a music artist. And Anita, as I said before, I said she might be a star on her own road, but guess what? Just a little search on Google, she's definitely what I just described. She's an actor and also an actress and also a songwriter. And she goes by the name Anita, and her full name is Larissa de Mercado Macedo, and she was born on 30th of March 1993, and she's a Portuguese, definitely. And I guess she's the first Brazilian artist to be named Best Latino Act. Definitely, you see what I was talking about, from the MTV Europe Music Award. You see what I was talking about? She could be a star on her own deaf world, like our own world. She's a star in the making, but because she's not well recognized in my own part of the world, I just be like, who the fuck is she? Trust me, If any Latino was here right now, I guess this would be a very big trouble. I would have been in a very big trouble, trust me. This is what I'm trying to say. So that's it. It always works like that. Like an Italian star, you might not really recognize them because they might not be famous to their, you know, kind of sport. Or what will I say? We have a lot of great chefs from Italy, definitely. Because I'm not into much of, you know, a cooking show, again, when I hear the name, I'll be like, who the fuck is that? But trust me, that person, if you are in their zone, you can just make mention of the first name, they'll give you their last name, their biography, everything just in a mention of their name. So that's how it functions. So talking about Coco Jones, as I said before, she's a star in the making, one of a great actor, an actress, and also a great, you know, had a great career also when it comes to music. And was still on the album, The Year I Turned 21 by Harry Styles. And as I said, the album is being packed with stars. When I said it earlier, all I saw was the track list, then I knew, fuck it, this album is definitely something everybody should be listening to. Everybody should be listening to it, trust me. And I know there are some of the songs in this album, which I don't want to make mention of yet, that are already making waves everywhere. They're already making waves everywhere. Is it from the soundtrack? Is it from the sample voice notes? Is it from every single thing has been making waves? So definitely, I keep saying that sometimes you just know a good project from the beginning. That's how I see this project to be. I know it from the beginning that this is it's definitely going to be one of the greatest things Arista has done for herself for a very long time. So without talking too much, I have the number 5th track from the album, and it's titled Control. And Arista alone has to do this. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Control from the album, The Year I Turned 21.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my
You're
pleasure
listening
to
my house
you.
On Video Fab.
Arista.
Alpha. Some ice on my lips in a cup. So stop. I don't see the love to you. So many eyes in the room, but I got my eyes on you. Tell me what a bitch gon' do to get you. Ooh. It's something that you are, it's nothing that you say, it's just the way you say it. I'm giving you away, yeah. I'm lit tonight, you know my lips don't lie.
Go to my house.
I've been breaking rules and you got me turning, doing it. Turn it up, I'm on 10, baby. It's nothing that you say. Go away, yeah. My lips don't lie right now.
By the name Dachel Chevron, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My
that
House.
Was Controlled by Ara Star from the album The Year I Turned 21. And talking about Ara Star in general, like as earlier said, I said Ara Star later achieved the mainstream international recognition in the year 2022 with the release of a song, Rush, which I earlier said. And the song charted in several territories, including Switzerland, Ireland, the United Kingdom, where it peaked number 24. It's also earned Arista a first recognition or nomination from the 66th Annual Grammy Awards for the Best African Music Performance. With the song, Star became the youngest female artist to surpass 100 million views on a single video on YouTube, and also the first to do so within 5 fucking months. Ladies and gentlemen, now you know why I call her the princess of Afrobeat. Yes, I'm talking about Rush. The numbers are still going high, no doubt about that. It has been one of the greatest songs she has ever put out, and by numbers I'm saying literally everybody has their personal opinions when it comes to song, but for me I just think the numbers say it sometimes, but trust me, sometimes the good songs, I might like a song due to what I feel about it, but people might just feel like, nah, it might just be your opinion, but this song I believe, no. The numbers might be really be doing it when it comes to a particular song, but for others, for me, I think it's about the song itself. What is the message passing? How does it really affect me? It might not affect other people, but me, I'm talking about myself. This is how I rate this song. And that's why there are some songs I just be like, I don't know why such a song is being really underrated when it really passes a great message. And it's so hard for sometimes, trust me. If you're a music fan, you understand what I'm trying to say. So we're moving down to the number 6 track from the album, Lagos Love Story, from the album The Year I Turned 21 by Ayra Starr. And we're gonna be back to talk more about Ayra Starr.
I go by the name Dachula Sherbrooke, and you're listening to My House.
London.
I got pictures on my phone of you. iPhone storage done, they fool. No one sees this side of you. I feel blessed, I trust in you. Midnight calls and rendezvous. I'm indecisive, but you I choose. So don't let me down, won't let you down. I feel so down away from you. Let's make babies. We're still young, but I did ready. Smoke some weed at the beach. Harry spray, your start came through. You should see, you have no clue. They don't know they have. I don't fall in love. She not this one, no, not enjoy. She not this one, no, not enjoy. They love, but I know fight. They love, find some move. Now my head don't, they swell, it don't fool. I don't, they do gra-gra. Let me up, let's make baby.
Listening to My House on Radio Fab.
Okay, that was Lagos Love Story. Trust me, I guess I'm not yet to rate the best song at the moment, but that song really is a Naija made jam. Trust me, no fucking person from Nigeria or Afrobeats origin that has that Afrobeat origin in them that's gonna listen to that song and not feel that vibe. Trust me, Ayra Starr. I will tell you the truth, is coming from me to you to finish work. Trust me. And talking about Ayra Starr, she, as I said earlier, she goes by the name Oye Kasola Sarah. She was born on the 14th of June 2002 in Cotonou, Benin Republic. And she grew up there and also in Lagos, Nigeria. She's a Nigerian and Yoruba ethnicity. Her family moved frequently during her high school years because of her father's business. And as a result, she had hard time, you know, forming close friendship. Having been raised in a music-loving family, her interest in singing comes mostly from her family. At the age of 10, she sang in high school choir and began writing songs with her brother. She attended Lekwaad Sone University and received a BA, which is a bachelor's degree in international, related and political science. During her college years, she was often bullied by her classmates because of her age and appearance, because she gets more, but all of them know. You know, understand, they call the oppressor. Long story short, to kind of the feelings she expressed from being tormented, she turned into music. And I would listen to Nicki Minaj on my way to school and feel like the second Nicki Minaj. Ayra Starr's mother was also very supportive of her musical ambition. As I said earlier, according to what she said in an interview, that her mom really wanted her to finish school before she could continue music in general, and also encouraged her to pursue a singing career. And guess what? This is what Arastar has turned into today, one of the greatest stars to has ever done. If this is what Arastar do, like if I hear for stop safe, Arastar try, trust me. Arastar try, because being able to be in a competitive general like Afrobeat and still being one of the best female, they still doing it. Mama mia, that, she tried. I know a lot of female artists who didn't keep up to what she's doing right now. They are stars. I'm not saying they are not. They know that they were not recognized as stars, or they are not called stars. But trust me, to have that, you know, competitive spirit and dropping an album in less than two albums in less than 4 years, that's like two. I don't know how to say. Since 2018, she's dropped an extended play and two albums. Trust me now, she tried. I don't know how to say this. I know a lot of people will be like, yes, no, that's what she does. But there are a lot of people also who has this same opportunity that is being given to her right now. There's nothing they are doing. I do want me to make mention of them. If you want to talk about the record label, I will let you know there are a lot of people also in the record label who are not doing as much as she's doing right now. So give her flowers to her, because I guess she deserves it. And this the next song. It's titled Rhythm and Blues, which definitely most of us also have listened to. It was also one of our promotional singles. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have listened to it before, let's listen to it together. This song is titled Rhythm and Blues, one of my favorite songs also from Arastar, from the album The Year I Turned 21.
You're listening to My House on Radio Fab.
Butterfly for my belly, you giving me energy. I don't lose my composure, got me losing control. Giving me more than I need, everything where you carry for body. Even if what I carry me pepe, no fit to revise you my oreke. My reading my blues, my activity, your reading from Monday to Sunday. Say you be my goal, my silver, not everything I go do for my pepe. My reading my blues, my heart is beating, you're reading from Monday to Sunday. Say you be my gold, yeah, not everything I go do for my pepe. My chicken, my muse, everything my pepe. My reading my blues, so many things you did do, nobody do me like you do. My chicken, my muse, everything my pepe. My reading my blues, so many things you did do, nobody. No be carry you play, I feel to lose. Carry my love, put it all on you. And I get the money, money for two. Over my red person. Forget it, that I need blessing. You ain't no distress, blessing a person. And baby, my reading my blues. My chick on my muse, in my blues. So many things you they do, nobody do me like you do. Carry you from my head. Now you they hide me and no one stop her. Nobody do me like you do. Carry you from my head, my shoulder. Back up for you, my knees and toes. Nobody do me like you do. My baby, nobody do me like you do. Nobody do me like you do. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that was Rhythm and Blues by Arastar. And as I said earlier, a lot of people has already heard that song, so there is nothing really new about it. And I really have nothing much to talk about it, because, you know, it's a promotional song. It has been everywhere for the past 3 months, if I'm not making any mistake. So definitely, you heard that song before. It's just in the album, so we've got to be listening to it again because it is in the album. That's just the only reason we are putting it also in the playlist. And talking about Arastar again and her career, in August 2018, Arastar was signed with Quavé Models, a modeling agency based in Lagos. And from there, she started modeling for companies such as Manzella Studios, Complete Fashion Magazines, and Experiencer Women. In 2019, she began posting covers of songs by artists like Andre Day and Two-Face and Dibia online. She chose a stage name based in her words. It means wake up and eye opening, and that's why I stand for. She appeared in musical videos for Eri Ilefe, Dear Future Wife, in December 2019, and she uploaded an original song called Damage on Instagram, on an Instagram page, and was heard by thousands of people, including the label exclusive Don Jazzy, which led to her first recording contract with Maven Records. And I want to say this, ladies and gentlemen, it was that moment Don Jazzy DM'd her. She was not the one that did Don Jazzy DM'd her and just, you know, appreciated that and said, you're talented and all of those. And after that, that was the end of the screenshot, which was posted online at that time. So, but after then, I guess that was how her story really changed for good. And in 2022, she started recording at Maybe Studios in Lagos with producers Louder and Don Jazzy. So that was how our star was created, ladies and gentlemen. So without talking too much again, I have the next song, which is titled 21, and the people's favorite song, Last Heartbreak Song, featuring the one and only Givon.
Palava for me, you know they touch my body, yo. It feels good to love somebody and somebody loves you back, but it feels one-sided now. It feels one-sided now. You don't have to pretend about it, cause it's crystal clear now. Now guess it's bye to the good times. I'll be gone by the sunrise. I'll be better on my own. I'll be better on my own. Nobody should call my phone. Nobody should call my phone. Nah, nah. This is my last heartbreak song. This is my last heartbreak song. Nah, nah. I'll be good all on my own. I'll be good all on my own. Nah, nah.
Why are you so quick to leave when we both can make it work? When I'm gone, I make you nervous. If you hurt me, I deserve it. I've been acting foolishly, forgetting what you were. You stopped loving me, I know this. But even chaos serves a purpose. It feels good to love somebody and somebody loves you back. So don't give in till you change mind, cause I'll be here for a lifetime. You don't have to pretend about it, cause it's crystal clear now, now. Guess it's by to the good times. And I'll be gone by the sunrise.
My phone song. This is my last heartbreak song. Nah, nah. I'll be good.
on Radio
Okay.
Fab.
That was Ira Star, and she titled that very one Last at Break song. That song literally is like is TikTok favorite song at the moment, no doubt. That song is TikTok favorite song, yes. And before that, she also we also listened to 21, which was like a song describing her age, right from day one to 20, you know, at 21's age, and talking about how she got the bag at the age of 19. Definitely, we only what she made. She made a first, you know, record deal at that age. So it's more like a beautiful storytelling song, and I really kind of loved it. No doubt. I'm just saying, this is my opinion, man. I really kind of love the song because of you know, the message that is passing through and all of those. So going back to Ira Star in general, I guess let's talk about our very first album, 19 and Dangerous. She made a self-titled album, 19, you know, how would I say? She made a self-titled extended play, which was released on 22nd of January 2021 through Maven Records. And the album has to describe a topsy-turvy, you know, chronicles of love and love team simulations, and merge elements from the R&B neo soul with Afrobeat precautions. And Ira Star also said, "And our intention with the record was to make music that will resonate with both young and old listeners." And the mixing and mastering of the EP was by Econ, Louder, and Johnny Dree, you know, the great Johnny Dree. And Ira Star wrote one of the songs on the EP alone, and co-wrote the remaining four with our brother Dami. And shortly after its release, the EP became number one on Nigerian iTunes and Apple Music. As for March on March 2021, it has reached the same position on Apple Music in four other countries, ranking up to 15 million streams across Spotify, YouTube, and Audiomack. The project spam with the hits away, which I said before, our official, you know, big song that she did, and which peaked at number four on the Nigerian Turntable Top 50 and number 17 on the US Billboard Top 3 Global. It's accompanying music video was also debuted on MTV Base, officially Niger Top 10 OK Africa, including the song of his list of Nigerian of the nine best songs of the best Nigerian of the nine best Nigerian songs from January 2001. And Ira Star also released the version of EJ and Away featuring Toki's Toki Monster and Leo, you know, between March and April, according, you know, around the same time. And talking about the album, also with the self-titled extended play itself, it's more like a project that I think that she did for like herself, just to welcome herself to the game. But definitely it was more like, trust me, it was more like what everybody expected. And Ira Star really, you know, shocked the whole world by really doing what she gotta do. And this time I'm having a song.
No, they throw bad vibes when the money day, that is where I'm at.
Sugar.
I let the water touch my knee. Can't let these people get to me. I know you know I never drink. I'm mixing with that NSC. I need my enemies to cease. I know they wanna find a crease. God they see in me. Hallelujah. Give me the walk, but it's heavy on my palms. I watch my walk, cause it's heavy on your heart. You hit my line, but I'm talking to my mom. And when it's time, I'll be talking up with God.
When the money day, that is where I'm at. Any IEP, I can play my part. If the book of room, I'll go me, don't you be a fool. No, they throw my part.
Dance for you, Michael Jackson. Mama always say, son, have mercy on me. I live, sometimes I pray and fast. 7 days and nights, forever the last. Son of Amdala, Olanda, Omologoda, Olorulaba. See my flows fire.
No, they throw bad vibes. When you want that, they play my part. Iggy go go to my good me, low junior you fall. No, they throw bad vibes. When the money day, that is where I'm at. Any IVP, I they play my part. Go me, low junior you fall. No, fall.
I'm leading a life that can clean me from my passion. Burn out this money and live it in my ashes. The Lord is blessing, I'll see if I can match it. There's something's coming, I see through my lashes. Never stopping when the red light flashes. To be real, I'm still eating off my last hit.
You're listening to My House on Radio Fab. Go by the name Dachula Shebrook, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
Just the same. No worries for tomorrow. I wish I didn't wake today, but no, I gotta face my pain. From my mistakes, you know what I mean. I'm waiting for the rain. I'm waiting for my skies to weep again. Oh, I'm longing every day, mon baby, for the waters. Along with Keloni, along with Keloni. Making history, I don't think there's ever been any like me from this part. I should be happy you like me, but no, any door walk back. Alone, corrupt, get on me. Alone, corrupt, get on me. I know I've been bad, but I'm sorry I learned from my.
By the name Dachula Shebrook, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
Okay, that was one and only Urun by Arista. And before that, we listened to Arista and Sheyi Vibe, and the title of that one, Bad Vibes. You know what I can't see. Talking about Sheyi Vibes, people, they call him, say, Naim Bidi, how would they call him? Replicated Ashake. But trust me, I think the both are doing different things, but just that one was just out, and the other came out doing his own thing, and we all felt like he was copying Ashake. He was just doing his own thing. And do a lot of people really did criticize him, but trust me, I think Sheyi Vibes is just vibes on his own and good in his own department. Ladies and gentlemen, that is just the final say. Who final for stuff? Not you tell me, I'll tell you the truth. Right now, we're going to be rushing songs again. And if you don't know yet, we're listening to all of the playlist or track list from the album The Year I Turned 21 by Ara Good Star. And trust me, as a star in the making, she's just really a star in the making, because I don't know how to describe it. Like, she's just been doing great jobs after great jobs and after great jobs and after great jobs. Every single track from this album is more than a blessing. Like we should be grateful that we have a Rasta at this moment. Okay, imagine say a Rasta no container. We should be artists for the hope on by now. You know, understand? No, more to accept the truth. You know, understand? So I'm talking about the album itself. On the 1st of February 2024, which is this year, Arista released her first single from the album, which is titled Come Out, which we also listened to, like the number 5 or the number 6 track, if I can barely remember. And on the 5th of March 2024, Chris Brown, who is an American R&B artist, also a rapper, more like him, announced that Arista would be one of the artists opening for him in his 2004 arena tour in North London. And on the 5th of April 2024, a Jamaica record producer, Ravizan, released the single Santa in collaboration with Arista and reggaeton artist Raul Alejandro. And the song helped Arista becoming the first female Nigerian artist to peak a 20 monthly listeners on Spotify. And on the 30th of April this year, Arista announced her album and the title of the album, which we are listening to at this very moment, and which is titled The Year I Turned 21. So without talking too much, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be giving you the good tracks, which or the 12th track, which is titled Jazzy's Song. But for me, I'm thinking that this song is dedicated to Don Jazzy. I don't know, I'm just saying, because it's titled Jazzy's Song. And also after that, we're going to be listening to 1942 featuring Miller. Ladies and gentlemen, Jazzy Song and 1942 featuring Miller from the album The Year I Turned 21 by Ara Superstar.
Drink is getting my head. Shayo plenty for cup. I'm gone. Plenty people for section. They are looking for attention. Oh Lord. Emi Timothy Jogo, Timothy move and a sharp moti no no. You go hear the bedu for the coro. It's a vibe anytime that we turn up. Emi Timothy Jogo, Timothy move and a sharp moti no no. You go hear the bedu for the coro. When the jazzy song comes on. But this year I want a billion more. Am I feeling like a ninny or what? Be on top. Hey. Oh, I'm very sorry. You dey call and I dey busy of call. It's been a roller coaster riding in my head. One more round, see evidence is all around. Suffering and smiling, John Ramon. No grief for best thing, come around. All that I am, intelligence is number one. Something they stress you, cut them off. Show you must plenty on them.
By the name Dachula Chevrolet, and you're listening to My House. On Radio Fab.
Might have it all, but I'ma need some more. Time passes fast, already gone. She took you, but I don't mean to hurt nobody. I just do this for fun. We in the pool with the bottle. 1942 in a deep buckle. The feeling's good. Hot water bubbles. There's money in the duffel. Get another one.
This moment makes it all worth it. All the time we put into the job. My first time scratching past the surface made me realize I don't wanna lose. I don't wanna lose. I don't wanna lose. I don't wanna lose. Scared that maybe one day I might lose it all. Can't let the negativity to win the brawl. One day I'm gonna look back, know I did it all. Instead of bad thoughts, I'ma bask in the glory of God's word. With the bottle, 1942. In a deep cool, the feeling's good. Hot water bubbles, there's money in the duffel. Get another one. This moment makes it all worth it. All the time we put into the job. First time cry. I don't wanna lose.
That was 1942, and before that we heard Jazzy Songs. And talking about Jazzy Songs, I was trying to, you know, remember the sampling from that song, and I just remembered, which was I don't know if it was a Mo Hit song or it was just a Wande Coast song. I don't know if I can remember properly, but I know that song. There was a chorus by Wande Coast. We said, "You want it too bad, you want it." That was the sampling. I know it, and RSI is not taking that away from me. I don't have to take for Afrobeat just for me to forget that one badly. So we've come to the end of this week's episode. I just want to say thank you for being there and always being there. And talking about RSI, I guess there is no bad songs. When it comes, I'm just saying, this is my opinion. When it comes to this album, I'm not sure there is a track I'm going to take up and be like, yeah, Rasta, don't try for this one. I will tell you, my man, I will tell you. Who knows me knows I'm a very good critic when it comes to music, and I am very, very good at that. But when it comes to this album, I think it's a classic. It's a very long time that I've heard anything that you just, you know, put an album and be like, yes, you're going to let it play from the very first track to the last without missing anything. I guess Arista album gets that badge when you be like, okay, fine, put the playlist, put them from track one to reach the end, like track 14 as to the end, and so we're not going to next time. It is a blessing, and I just want to say great job, Arista. You tried. You know, easy, I beg, you know, easy. You know, being able to put out these collaborations, the artists that she has to work with, you know, and I know how difficult it is. Have you ever done anything like a project before? You know how difficult, giving and take, you have to also collaborate on people's songs, do your own thing, and, you know, try to work on studios, fly around the countries to meet this producer, that producers. You don't know how exhausting it is, but I just want to give a big shout out to Arista, and I just want to say great one and a great job. We wish her success in all her endeavors and great things to come from this album. And this time, I hope she definitely wins this category from the Grammy as the best African artist, without talking too much. So thank you once again for being there. I go by the name Dachule Shebug. This is my house, a program which we come here to do every single Wednesday by 6:30. Just a 1 hour show. Trust me, we're almost past our time, but inside there, we're still there. You don't understand. So I just want to say, see you next week and have a blessed week. And how will I say? Stay healthy and do the best you know you can do just to protect yourself out there. You know, it's a crazy word, as people will always say. So without talking too much, just want to give you the last song from this week's episode, and which is the last song from the album The Year I Turned 21. And it's titled The Kids Are All Right by the one and only Arista.
I want you to be happy. Go out, enjoy. Enjoy what you work for. Don't save. Enjoy it. Go on vacation. Be happy with your friends. Because your dad did not really enjoy what you worked for. He was always pleasing people. Today I've gone to buy food. The food I will eat for 3 or 4 days. I spent 20,000. It's my money. I worked for it. So please enjoy yourself. Enjoy to the fullest. Yeah?
You're listening to my house on Video Fab.
Oh.
hope no clouds are blocking the view. Hope you can see what I turned into. Oh, hope I'm out here making you proud. God doesn't judge you by your sin. And when you knock on heaven's gate, oh, hope they let you in. Oh, hope you're forgiven. Oh, hope they let you in. Oh, hope you're forgiven. Oh, when they let you in. In a good word for me,
hey daddy, it's your last born to Michelle. Hey daddy, it's Tolu.
Hey daddy, this is Ayo.
Daddy, this is Adi.
Hey daddy, it's Dami. About to release my project. I miss you.
I miss you so, so much. I miss you. I'm in school now. I'm doing well.
I'll be 24 very soon, this July.
I turned 19. I can't believe it.
And I'm here, you know, doing what I know how to do best. Shoot videos.
I miss you. And I want you to know I've got a daughter now. Her name is Jemima. She's 2 years.
I wish you were here with me to just to hold my hands. Oh, God. I'm trying my best.
Mom is doing okay. But he's doing well.
I'm doing well, Sha. I'm doing well.
Kenneth, hello. Sunreo. I'm on shit at that.